Global Vibes.
No, no, them not. Them not go take my strength.
No way. Auriel en interview juste après le morceau Confidence. So, une fois, deux fois. Auriel and the Revolutors. On one love machine. Don't let them take your strength.
Destroy my confidence.
All about your confidence.
No, no, them not. Them not go take my strength.
Machine.
No, them not. Destroy my confidence.
Oh, yell.
Hear me now.
Tell me where to search. Will I find a love like this again? And every time it hurts. Reminds me of mistakes I made back then. I don't like to fight, but the battle rages on once more. The fire burns inside. Find myself knocking on your door. And here we go again. I'm loving you again. We're making up, breaking up. I fell for it again. You should follow trends, is what they recommend. I'm learning as I grow, just needed time to comprehend. I had to find a sound to turn my life around. It's forward now forever till my body touch the ground. You can't stop my train, can't stop my train. No, no.
No, no, them not. Them not go take my strength.
No, no, no.
No, them not. Destroy my confidence.
No, no,
no, no, them not. Them not go take my strength.
No,
them not. Destroy my confidence.
Watch out now. Them did control I. Read the history, realized that it was pure lies. Them telling more lies to blind and cover your eyes. TV reality is for the closed mind. And so I closed mine, continued on my slow ride. Read my Bible, but it never reassured I that there's a heaven that we go to when we all die. So I plan to live each day like it's the last time that I'll see the sunshine. Them build you, then them break you when you ask them for the truth. But remember that the branch is never stronger than the root. I'll see it every day like it's my new anthem. Them can't stop me, no, them could I never stop me then. No,
no, them not. Them not go take my strength.
No, them not.
Destroy my confidence.
No, no, no,
no, them not.
No, no, no.
Them not go take my strength.
Not go take my strength.
No, them not.
No, no, no.
Destroy my confidence.
Yeah. It gets you nuts every time I touch the mic.
What?
I need to find a little slice of paradise. Not every man needs to believe the same things. You say my hands dirty, tell me if your heart clean. Yeah. Every time we touch the mic, I need to find a little slice of paradise. Not every man needs to believe the same things. You say my hands dirty, tell me if your heart clean. No more running, no more running. No more running, no more running. No more running, no more running. We confirm, we have to stand firm.
Now go take my strength.
Confident.
Oh yeah, I'm the Revolutors. Explicit, je vous dis one love pour tous les massifs. Bien branchés sur la bonne radio, Cultural Vibes. On va tout de suite continuer avec l'interview du jeune Auriel The Revoluteurs. L'interview a été réalisée hier via Skype. Je vous la diffuse ce soir. Encore une fois, comme la dernière interview, j'ai pas eu le temps de vous traduire depuis hier. So, la traduction, ça sera un petit peu plus tard. Ça sera à venir sur le site internet www.culturalvibes.net. Ce soir, je vais vous jouer l'interview en anglais en espérant que vous comprendrez un minimum. Ou en tout cas, que vous pouvez vous entourer de personnes qui comprennent et qui vous traduisent. Beaucoup de choses à apprendre sur Auriel ce soir. Beaucoup de vibes à partager. Beaucoup de messages. C'est à venir tout de suite. Via Skype, je vous dis enregistré hier. On commence straight. Interview de Auriel à propos de son tout nouvel EP, EP nommé Confident, comme le titre qu'on vient de s'écouter. So, on va commencer l'interview en lui posant une question justement à propos de ce titre. Auriel and the Revoluteurs, from the Cultural Vibes. Interview starting from now. Yes, greetings. Greetings, Auriel.
Blessed, David.
Yes.
Blessings, man, I know.
Thank you for passing through. Welcome on the radio, welcome on the Cultural Vibes. Thank you, Auriel, for taking time to have a short interview with us about your brand new EP, Confidence EP. We just listened to that track, Confidence, which is the title track of the EP. So maybe just to start the interview, would you like to have a few words about that track, which sounds really sweet but also deep with a lyrical in it. So can you have a few words on that title track, Confidence?
Oh yeah, man, definitely. First of all, thank you for having me on, and big up the listeners, everybody in France, you know. Bless up on yourself. Thank you for listening. The Confidence song is what it sound like. It's a sound to really, it's an uplifting sound, you know. Confidence, as saying, the Honorable Marcus Garvey did say, without confidence, you are twice defeated in the race of life. So, you know, you have to have confidence to move forward in life and to really do the things that you need to do in life. So, confidence is a key element in just living a good, righteous life. So you know, the confidence track is really, and was really written when I was in a down place and I needed. I have always been a shy person. So, you know, a lot of people shy, and a lot of people don't really go out there, and you know, you don't really go out and face their fear. So it was a song really for myself to kind of say, yo, you know, don't let nobody take your strength. Kind of go out there and do what you need to do, because you know, confidence lies in you. Because when you say self-esteem, confidence is all coming from within. So you have to, you know, really come from inside. You can't really depend on nobody and look to nobody for your confidence. Your confidence is supposed to come from in, and it's like self-esteem and building up confidence that all come from within. So it's a track kind of to really say to myself and to anybody that listening, really say to you, like, yo, don't let nobody take your strength and confidence. Don't matter the situation in life, confidence is key to any type of movement in life, upward, uplifting movement. Confidence is a key factor in that.
Yes, so it's a really personal track. It's the title track of the EP, so we're gonna speak later about the other track in it, but what is the concept in that EP?
For the EP, it was mostly kind of to just showcase what was going on at the time in life, and to showcase what kind of musical ability that I have. So it goes from Confidence, which is an uplifting track, to All By Myself, which is another kind of self-reflective track. So Don't Write Live, which is a powerful, you know, track on just situations of people. I can really speak to any situation or any person, you know, any person, any situation, you know, no matter the color, the creed, the class. Don't Write Live is just a song about judgment and you know, and then Crazy Love, which is just another, just a kind of more fusion type, reggae fusion song. So it was kind of just to really get the reggae fusion, the music of the reggae fusion heard, and to really showcase what's on my mind, because really what you're thinking is really what's coming out in the tracks. So the Confidence EP, the whole thought of the Confidence EP is to really showcase reggae fusion as, you know, as a fusion of good messaging music with good sounding music. Like, you know, it sounded a little bit different, but the message is still corely reggae. So it's like a reggae fusion, you know, just to introduce reggae fusion to the people as, hey, this is sounding a little different, but the core of reggae is still, you know, kind of really right in there.
Yes, that was about my next question, because I heard the song and I would define it like it's close to acoustic music, but it's definitely modern. So how is it? How did you create that fusion? in the music?
Is more, it comes from just our world, the world we live in today is just more open and global. So with the internet and with music, you get to experience more of different cultures, different music. So it just comes from different music that I listen to, that I experience, you know, going, you know, living life. Different music I experience make all that music, you know, kind of when you listen to it go into you, you know, become part of you. Music that you love, from Bob Marley to Gregor Isaac to Marvin Gaye to, you know, any type of music you listen to, it becomes part of you. And then when you're creating track, you know, if you're true to yourself, it just comes out in the music. So it don't really sound like full, you know, one thing, but it just sound like a mixture of everything, which is where music is really at these days. Because, you know, it's not much, the world is not more separate, not as separated anymore. We kind of all connected, because like I can stay here and talk to you in France, and the listeners in France can hear. So we're all connected. So it's kind of a mashing up, you know, of different things. In that kind of sense.
And concretely, you say Auriel and the Revolutors. What about the Revolutors?
Oh, the Revolutors is the band I play with. So it's Auriel and the Revolutors. It's just and the fans too is the Revolutors. So it's Auriel and the band is the Revolutors, but all the fans is the Revolutors, because we call for, in the music we always call for revolution, not to say a violent revolution, but a revolution of mind, a revolution of how you think. You know, can more people. When we say the system, it's not really an organized system to say. It's more of a mental thing. It's more of a system of the mind. So when you say revolution, it's more of a revolution of thinking, more than a violent, say, we pick up sword and gun and shoot people. It's more of a different way to think, because we don't really need to have war these days, because we're more advanced than to just really go out and really start a revolution where we're fighting people. It's more of a giving people information so they can see different sides of things, so they can make decisions, revolutionize the mind. So it's more of a revolution of a mind. So that's why the fans themselves are the Revolutors. Anybody spreading the music is a Revoluter, because they're really helping to spread the revolution of mind. And that's a Revoluter, you know what I'm saying? And even people are passed and gone. You know, Marley was a Revoluter, because it's in the days of, you know, his revolutionary days. You know, Malcolm, anybody that really spreading mess, peace, joy, love, equality is the Revoluters, because it's not really the way of the popular way. More to say, the popular way is more the war, way of the war and the way of, you know, conflict. But we're really saying we need a revolution of mind, so it's not going that way, it's going the other way, you know, because we are intelligent enough to go the other way instead of going the way of, you know, war and conflict.
It's about the personal upliftment.
Yes.
How do you work with the Revoluters concretely? How do you work together?
Well, with the Revoluters, so after with the band itself, usually after sometimes we make things together. What we're doing rehearsals, but a lot of times is, you know, stuff I made or stuff me and my guitarist Cookie Wellesley Lloyd. He's a guitarist. He play on a bunch of records. Like, he's one of the foundation guitarists of reggae music. So, you know, sometimes, more times, you know, we come in and create a song, and my manager, and we all write together, because it's not just Auriel, it's Auriel and the Revoluta, so it's all of us. So sometimes we come together, sometimes it's just me with my guitar, and I might come up with something, but a lot of times it's the whole collective, because it's all of us really in it together. It's more of a collective effort than a just, you know, a one personal effort. It's just a movement, kind of.
Yes, Auriel and the Revoluters waking up on the radio, Cultural Vibes. Maybe before we have a break, maybe can you tell us a bit more about yourself, and maybe you can tell us down where you were born and raised, and maybe tell us a bit more about your social background as a juvenile growing up there.
Yeah, I'm from Dominica, so it's in the Caribbean. It's lower down in the Caribbean, lower from Jamaica, between Martinique and Guadeloupe, two French countries. So they speak, you know, a little bit of French, a little bit of English, but mostly English. I born and raised in Dominica, grew up, went to high school, and then from Dominica I kind of moved to the States, and then, you know, live life in the States for a while, and then kind of bounce back from the islands to the States from now, you know, just bouncing back. Growing up, it was the regular life of growing up in the islands, beach, you know, school, beach, just having a good time and growing up. And then, you know, I used to be in a band. I used to be in the church choir, and you know, in the school choir, church choir, in a drum band. I used to play the clarinet, play a little bit of guitar. So I was always kind of into music. And then I started producing music probably in like 06 or something. I produced for a couple of people, did a couple of rhythms, kind of did a couple, you know, started messing around with music, and then, you know, finally decided to take it seriously, like, last year. As somebody that make music, when you first start, you don't really always show what you want to say. So after you really get what you want to say, then you kind of really can. So that the Confidence EP was the first put together package of something that, yo, this is really what I want to say. This is the message that I want to bring. And that's kind of what take me down the path of, you know, reggae fusion and the positive message of music. Because when you come to think of it, when I came to think of it, that's how I live my life. You know, that's how life is lived. On this positive side, so it's better to make the music more reflective of how I really feel and how I really live life than to talk about some fantasy things. So I wouldn't talk about no diamond chain or gold chain or nothing like that, because to me that's a fantasy. That's not really how I live. I'd rather talk to regular people on a level that they would understand what I'm saying, you know?
Yes, so maybe we can have a listen right now to that track entitled Down Where I Live.
Yes, I hear your friends. Make sure you check it out. Down Where I Live, coming up right now. Oriel with David.
The Revolutas, vous l'entendez, on fait un petit break dans l'interview pour s'écouter le morceau dont on parle à l'instant. Down Where I Live, en One Love Massive, Oriel again.
You said I wasn't born to live. You said I wasn't born to die. You said I wasn't born to laugh. But who's gonna watch me cry? You said I wasn't born to see impossibilities. You said I couldn't learn to love, and no one couldn't learn from me. But have you worn my clothes? And have you walked my streets? And have you seen the place I lay when I lay me down to sleep? And how can you claim to understand me when you haven't seen the place where I live? Have you been down? Have you been down? Have you been down? Down where I live? Have you been down? Have you been down? Have you been down? Down where I live, down where I live, down where I live. Have you been down? Down where I live, down where I live, down where I live. Have you been down? And you see, down where I live, it's kinda hard for ya get to you to try do something positive. Negative breed negative, and them no care about we. Poor people is not prerogative. You see, down where I live, every day another youth dead, another youth pan fruit. Say me can't stay down here. Down where I live, down where I live, down where I live. Have you been down? Down where I live, down where I live, down where I live. Have you been down? There is no place to run, there is no place to hide. When the bombs start to fall from the sky, I have lost all my friends to a war you won't fight. Keep it nice where you live. But have you been? Have you been down? Have you been down? Have you been down? Down where I live? Have you been down? Have you been down? Have you been down? Down where I live? Come on. You wouldn't last a day down where I live. Come on,
have you been?
Come on,
have you been down where I live? Orient the Revolutors en One Love pour tous les massives. Ça se passe sur Cultural Vibes, on est en interview légèrement différé. Je vous dis, ça a été enregistré hier via Skype. Tout de suite, on revient donc en compagnie de Oriel et on va continuer un petit peu à parler de son nouvel EP et des différents morceaux qui le composent. So please. So let's continue to speak maybe about your personal experience. You start to tell us about it. It seems like down where you grew up, you had to do it all by yourself, or...
Yeah, well, all by myself is one track. It kind of speak on just how you supposed to live life. So when you finish high school, they say, oh, you need to go to college and you need to get a job, and you know, you kind of need to go down that path. But when you realize it, you don't really need to do that. You don't really need to follow the masses. You can be all by yourself and really, you know, live a joyous, happy life away from the popular stream of thought that you need to get a job and you need to get this and you need to have that and you need to have a car and you need to have a house. And, you know, that's all stuff that's said to people, like, oh, this is how you're supposed to live. But that's a lot of people, that's not really how they want to live. They really live in a fantasy life. They really live in a life. And they don't buy themselves because they don't know themselves. And it really comes from the thought to know yourself, because you have to know yourself to know that you can be all by yourself and still be all right, you know?
It's all about choice, life choice.
Yeah, yeah, it's all about life choice. And then the dawn where I live is more of a non-judgmental track. It's saying, like, you can't judge unless you've been in a person's shoes, you know? Have you been down where I live? You know, have you been down where I live? I can't say nothing about David. I can only say you my brethren. I can't say nothing bad about you, because I, you know, I can't judge you and say, oh, you this or you that, because I ain't been down where you live, and you ain't been down where I live, and I ain't been down where Shem live. It's just like that. That's really really the core of the down where I live track is no judgment. It's all about love. It's all about, you know, understanding. It's all about togetherness. It's not about really judging other people, because you never been down where next man live. Plain and simple.
Yes, and so concretely, you say all by yourself mean also choice of life, and you choose the music. It seems music choose you too. How is it? You were a musician first. Can you tell us a bit more?
Yeah, musician first from young. It's just something. It's nothing that you try. It's something that just come natural. Like from since I know myself, I've been singing in church and, you know, singing in school or playing the drums or playing clarinet or playing the guitar. It's just something that comes naturally. So it just, you know, it's something like, it's a good way to live life too, because it's a flow. Once you figure out your flow and you do the thing that you feel like you're here to do, then it don't matter the amount of money you have, or it don't matter the amount of wealth you have or whatever. Once you're doing what you feel that you're here to do, and that is the most important thing. And that is the life of a revoluter, really. Doing what you really want to do in life. Because you have to revolt against the system. Because the system say, or the mental structure of the system say, you need to live a certain way. And when you don't need to live a certain way, you need to live how you feel is right. And you in yourself know what is right, right? So.
How did it happen for you to realize that you could choose another way of living?
It's true. It's definitely a process, because from young, I remember hearing things, and in your mind you're thinking, that don't make no sense. You know, you ever heard something from you young or something and you say, that don't really make no sense in your head, but you kind of believe it because everybody tells you that thing, but in your head, in the back of your mind, it don't make no sense. You know, so it's kind of making those things in the back of your mind kind of step forward, and when they step forward, you'll find the information out there. There's information there telling you, like, the real information is there, kind of saying, yo, this is really how the world works and this is how life is, you know. So once you start to read and listen to the words of Bob Marley and Haile Selassie and Marcus Garvey, and, you know, you listen to all the teachers, and not even just the black teachers that have many, many, many different philosophers that speak on the same subject. Many philosophers speak on the same subject of life and how living life and how life is. You know? Gandhi, Fuchs, you know, they all is if you take away the religious aspect behind the teachings of Buddha and the teachings of Gandhi and the teachings of Selassie and the teachings of Jesus, and if you take away the religious connotations to it, they all have the same message, you know? So it's all just finding the truth behind the message and, like, really stripping all the extra fluff and extra, all the extra added stuff away, and really going back to the real truth of life and coming back to the oneness of, you know, the oneness of life. We all connected. Everything on this world is connected. The trees are feeling. The dog have feelings, the cat have feelings, the giraffe, the elephant, the lion, everything, we're all connected. We're all made of the same thing, and we're all connected. So it's better to, you know, kind of play up that connections rather than play up our differences. Because even though your skin is white and my skin is black, we are still the same thing, you know? Even right. though you were living in France and I live here, we are the same thing. We are the, we breathe the same air, with the same blood run through our veins. We are humanity. We come from the same thing. We are not different. And it's time we start breaking down all the differences that are put forth between us and kind of complementing the similarities, because of the similarities really going to draw us together, not the differences.
Yes, wise word. You nearly answered my next question. I will turn it off. My next question was about your spiritual influences? Let me ask another way. Do you consider yourself as a Rasta?
Yeah, of course. I'm a Rasta. Yeah, man. Of course, because it's what I identify as. It's just why I identify. Once people see me and they hear I speak, the first thing they want to say is a Rasta, right? So it's why I identify as. So I don't like to exclude myself. I like to include. I always say I believe in inclusion rather than exclusion. You know what I'm saying? So if you say, well, are you a Buddhist? Yes, of course, because I believe in certain parts of Buddha, all right? And if you say, am I a Christian? I believe in certain parts of Christianity. So it's not about exclusion, is about inclusion and saying, hey, you know, it don't matter if you're Christian or Buddha or Rasta or Islamic, we still all the same, and we still can move towards the same place. And whether what you believe on that level don't really have nothing to do with how life is. Life on that, if you come back to the, you strip away all of it, life comes back to the same thing. You know, we all come back to the similarities, all come back to the oneness in us.
Yes. So at the end, we're all by ourselves.
All by yourself. Yeah. At the end, you end up all by yourself. But you realize, see, all by yourself is not a bad thing. All by yourself is a good thing, because if you go within, then everything is within. Everything is within. If you don't go within, then you're gonna stay without. So you know you have to go within. So all by yourself is a good thing. Cause when you find yourself and you start to live life like how you live it, you got everything. You don't need no money. You don't need no care. Everything is there. So you're all by yourself. It's a good thing. It's not really, per se, a bad thing.
Yes, so let's have a listen to that good thing, to that good track, entitled All By Myself.
Cultural Vibes Radio.
Yes, nouveau break dans l'interview pour s'écouter le morceau dont on parlait à l'instant, All By Myself, Auriel and the Revolutors.
Son of Joseph, huh? Mary's little boy, I call your name again, I need your help again,
hey.
Cause I'm a stranger in this place I call home.
Good day.
I don't know none of them, and I will not pretend.
Look at all they promised. They made it sound so good, I was convinced it's what I wanted. So I started living dangerously, making moves unprogressive. Now it's plain to see. Hey, another day, another dollar. And this is what you're after, so you work the blue collar hard. Until your feet are numb, your nails are gone, and there is no one to tell you everything is gonna be alright. Only a fool lives his life in fright. And if you find paradise, you should stay where you are. You should stay where you are. Everything is gonna be alright. Even the sun goes away at night. I separate the truth from the lies. Got rid of my disguise. I'm glad I'm still alive, even when I realize I was all by myself. All by myself. No stroke of luck,
that we're still here, so there's hope in us. Remember all the days when they were roping us, but now we kick down the doors if they don't open up. Now I'm speeding through traffic, dilly I'm a dap it. Siren come out and them still can't stop it. Watch on me and talk it, something I go up in. Forward is forever, there will never be no stopping me. I'm living free now, no jealousy now. Sunshine days coming over me, and I know right now I'm supposed to be free. Oh, mama, say. Oh, mama, say. Oh, mama, say. Oh, mama,
All by myself, massive, en one love. Je vous dis depuis tout à l'heure, on est en interview, vous l'entendez, avec Auriel. L'interview a été enregistrée hier via Skype, je vous la diffuse ce soir en anglais. La traduction sera à venir un petit peu plus tard sur le site www.culturalvibes.net. Mais pour l'instant, pour ceux qui comprennent, vous l'entendez, il y a quand même pas mal de choses à écouter, il y a quand même pas mal de messages et il y a quand même pas mal de vibes à partager avec Auriel. On va continuer tout de suite l'interview. Et cette fois-ci, on va rebondir un petit peu par rapport au morceau qu'on vient de s'écouter, All By Myself. Et cette fois-ci, je vais lui demander, au-delà de lui-même, au-delà de Iself, quels sont les gens qu'il a un petit peu croisés tout au long de ce chemin et quels sont les amis, les connexions qu'il a pu faire tout au long de son expérience. So, please, on continue. Auriel en interview sur Cultural Vibes. We've just listened to All By Myself. Now, can you have a word maybe on the friend you met on the way? The friends who help you maybe?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Big shout out to the Revolutas all about. Definitely shout out to the genius in Jamaica. He's definitely a big part of you know, of getting the music heard. Lady D, the publicist in Jamaica, a big part. Catman over in England. You know, yourself, David. You know, it's just all about the people along the way, and as we go along the way, you know, more and more people join the Revolutas. More and more people become Revolutas as we go along the way. You know, so you know, definitely big up to all the Revolutas out there. Cookie Willasilo, my guitarist. You know, the Revolutas band. You know, all the people I meet along the way. You know, too numerous to mention, but every person that tell me say them love the music or them listen to music, help me along the way, or them help me to keep going, kind of.
Maybe we can have a word about Afar Music Group.
Yeah, Afar Music is our label. It's a small independent label, you know. And as I see music moving in the direction of more small independent labels, it's just a good thing to have your own label. So we do everything from, we do our own production, you know, I do the production, the, you know, the design and our stuff, our own marketing, you know, our own mixing, our own mastering, get it out to the consumer, direct to the consumer, because, you know, when you kind of go into too many middlemen, you kind of could water down the message, so I'd rather keep the message from me straight to you, you know? So Afar Music Group is kind of our label, our independent label, kind of first starting just to help you know, help musicians and help independent artists kind of get to the level where they need to get. Once, as long as the message is righteous and pure, then, you know, we're there.
Yes. Do you produce other artists also on Afar
Music?
Definitely.
I've done a lot of production. You know, I've done production for you know, some production for Conscience, Wayne Wonder. You know, I've had Spraga on the Kodak Productions. I've had, you know, there's definitely Jamil, you know, not Bugle, My Love with Bugle, Rickman, you know, not production. So I do productions for a lot of different artists on Afar Music. And I do my own productions as well. So it's one of the things where I love to do production, writing, music is just, it's just life. I love it.
Yes, you just mentioned Rickman. I would also mention Ludwig, which both are artists you did a combination with.
Yeah. Rickman is a reggae artist. He did we did the scheme. Then I stay from his scheme. Then I stop also for the dream. If you don't have that one, David, I'm gonna send it to you. That one is a dancehall track, but it's a bad track. And then Ludwig is another producer. He's from the islands also. He's from an island called Anguilla. And he, if you ever heard Sticks and Stones, don't need a machete. That's my jeans up. Yeah, Ludwig. He actually produced that, so he does production and writing too. And you know he's a really good producer, really good writer, really good artist. So you know, I'm around a lot of good people. So you know, it's blessed to be around good artists and good creators, because they help you kind of create more and keep going on your path.
Yes, and it is blessed to share your experience with us. It's really interesting. You're really welcome. Maybe we can have a short break now and listen to that combination with Rickman.
Yeah, definitely. I think the scheme track is kind of a track saying, you know, no matter where you come from, you know, don't ever forget people where you come from. Don't ever forget your old friends, kind of. You know, some people say, you know, no new friends. It's not really saying no new friends, because I believe you should always make new friends, because, you know, you're my new friend. You know, you should always make new friends. I don't believe in the saying where they say, oh, no new friends. I mean, I want no new friend, or man, if I have no new friend. Of course, you could make new friends. That's life. Life is about making new friends and new connections. But the track is saying, you know, whenever you make it, or whenever you're up there in life, don't forget about the people, you know, along the way, kind of. Like for the question you just asked me, who helped me along the way, you never forget about the people along the way. That's what that track really saying.
Hey, Auriel, en interview sur Cultural Vibes, vous l'entendez, on va faire un break tout de suite. Il vient de vous présenter le morceau qui va suivre, en featuring avec Rickman, All About All Good Old Friends. Le morceau...
Scheme, Rickman, Cultural Vibes Radio, Auriel.
Yeah, no.
Realist of the
realest survivor. Say me nah stay far from the scheme. No, me nah stray from it.
No,
me nah run away from it. No, me say me nah stay far from the scheme.
Hear me
now. No, me nah stray from the scheme. Nah stop hustling for me dreams. All when my money start fat, me nah stay far from me block. Me nah stray from me scheme. Nah stop hustling for me dreams. All when me touch me new ends, me nah stay far from me friends.
I just told the place around us, and me don't stray nowadays. Everywhere me turn a gun play, all me see a fake ass friends with false pretense. Me see right through them like a X-ray. Oy, I now wait the next day. Them a try fi pass me thing, but me press play. Me don't say none of them can test me. Mo want fi pick up every scheme from Garvey me to West Bay. Mo want fi rich, I make me friend them rich too. Only one place me know me nah no way to switch to. Me no want a new girl sticking with my same chick too. That's why out me business, I told the cops them stitch too.
Yeah.
Then the more you give, the more you get. But some more not even give away a cigarette. Me stay a foreign, send the money. When me reach, me spend the money wisely. Me clever, so me never in a debt.
No, me not stray from me scheme. Now stop hustling for me dreams. All when me money start fat, me not stay far from me. Not stay far from me block. Me not stray from me scheme. Now stop hustling for me dreams. All when me touch me new ends, me not stay far from me friends.
Well, as you know, me no hang with people we no know. How we not drive in on a vehicle we no know. As old time people say, stick to the evil where you know. Pagans we know, me no left the evil on the crew. And when me grow, blue sea, fresh breeze a blow. But every youth still want a visa fee go. Can't no go now, go on and the money now flow. Just be a man under, then the violence a grow. My scheme, my crew, my black fiaf. Fat Benz, big house and yachts and chandelier in the ceiling top. Ice on my wrist to cool me when me feeling hot. Hey, my friends, my ends, my place. My street, my lane, my base.
Them hear me name, but them not know me face. Natural is the mistake I can't replace.
No, me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me money start fat, me not stay far from me. Not stay far from me block. Me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me touch me new ends, me not stay far from me friends.
Me never turn me back on the block. That I know me style.
Me sharper than a cutlass, come a grinding like a fire.
What I'm doing, I'll never stop until the side.
Put a step for me scheme for a million miles. We say a prayer for the kids, them in the streets, cause they need some inspiration. Put that one up and repeat.
Yeah, them youth are not retreat, because I get rest of them come from when I take defeat.
No, me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me money start fat, me not stay far from me. Not stay far from me block. Me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me touch me new ends, me not stay far from me friends. No, me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me money start fat, me not stay far from me. Not stay far from me block. Me not stray from me scheme. Not stop hustling for me dreams. All when me touch me new ends, me not stay far from me friends.
Now stay far from me friend. All about the scheme. On vient de s'écouter la combinaison Auriel featuring Rickman. Je vous rappelle, on est en interview avec Auriel en ce moment même sur Cultural Vibes. Interview légèrement différée puisqu'on a enregistré hier via Skype. Et on va finir bientôt l'interview. Il reste encore 2-3 questions à lui poser. So straight, on continue. Cette fois-ci, on va revenir avec une autre combinaison qui est sur le EP cette fois-ci. Là, celle qu'on vient d'écouter n'est pas sur le EP Confidence qui vient de sortir. On va tout de suite parler de la combinaison qui est sur le EP, à savoir la combinaison avec Richie Stevens. So, we've just listened to your combination alongside Rickman, which is not on your Confidence EP, but on that EP there's another serious combination. So can you tell us please how you went to link up with that great Richie Stevens? And how you went to release that new song, Give Me a Reason?
Yeah, Give Me a Reason. It started in Jamaica. We was down there doing some promotions. And you know, I was just playing around with the guitar and kind of started the song. And then I recorded the song twice, right? But it didn't sound right. It sounded like something was missing. It just sounded like something needed to, you know, something was needed. And then my manager kind of made the connection with Richie Stevens. And I went down, he recorded it, he sent it back, it sounded great. I went down, you know, we met with Vibo in the studio, we, you know, we got it mixed, and it was just history from there, you know, he just kind of took it from one level to our next level. So, you know, big up Richie Stevens every time, you know, Revolution from start.
Yes, what is the meaning really of that track?
It's more of kind of just addressing certain things that I've seen. Living, you know, living in my situation, just living like just things that don't make sense, you know, things that don't make sense, like in America, if you get caught with cocaine or if you get caught with crack, it's two different time, which, and it's the same drug kind of, but if you get caught with one, two more black people deal with crack and more, you know, white people deal with cocaine, then they give you two different times. So it's kind of just those things that don't make sense. It's kind of just pointing out the things like, hey, give me a reason why this thing is, give me a reason why, you know, the things, the, you know, these things going on in society that really don't make sense to me, and I know don't make sense to a lot of people. So it's kind of saying, yeah, what's the reason for this, what's the reason for that, what's the reason for slavery, you know, what's the reason for blood spilling on streets, you know, why is the reason for AIDS spreading around, you know, kind of just give me a reason for these things. And at this point now, these things that don't make sense to me are shouldn't be in society causing all these disruptions when, you know, there's easier ways to do things, kind of.
But at the end, maybe you still have an idea of that reason.
Oh yeah, we know the reason.
According to you, what is the reason?
The reason, it was multiple parts of the reason. But the whole thing about it is not for me to say the reason, is for people to have the question in their mind, right? So if I tell you the answer, then you don't have to do anything else, right? But if I give you a question and tell you, was and ask you what's the reason, then you gotta go look it up for yourself, and then that will give you more information. You know, when you go and you start to look at it and you say, oh man, I didn't know this and I didn't know this and wow, and you know, so kind of, it's kind of like that.
Yes, yes, great.
Trying to spark a revolution of mind. So when you ask the question, if you look for the answer, then it's going to spark something in your mind and you're going, you know, revolution of mind always.
Yes, great. So maybe have another break now, and we have a listen right now to that track with Richie Stevens, Give Me a Reason.
Sometimes we don't know the reason because the reason is hidden from us, but there's a reason for everything.
Hey, there's a reason for everything. Il y a une raison à toute chose. So straight, si vous réfléchissez un petit peu, vous pourrez répondre par vous-même à la question que pose Auriel et que pose Richie Stevens dans le morceau qu'on va s'écouter tout de suite, Give Me a Reason.
What's the reason, man? Tell me what's the reason, man? What's the reason for the killing and the suffering?
Give me a reason, yeah.
What's the reason for this? Ow, ow, ow.
Hey, what's the reason for hunger, hatred? What's the reason for blood spilling on streets? What they doing? Tell me, can they show some more love? Hey, what's the reason for suffering? Tell me, why did they create AIDS? Got Marcus, Martin, Malcolm, Gandhi rolling in their graves. They coulda locked me up, they tried to shut me down. Oh, but the plan is still more mighty than a million swords or a billion guns. Where the mighty funds to feed the little ones? Would I never hold my tongue?
Give me a reason. Tell me something, cause I'm dying to know why the system lock the children and it won't let them go. Give me a reason. Tell me something, cause I'm dying to know. Only the poor.
Give me a reason. Yeah.
Why the hell you wanna lock me down? Why the hell you wanna push me around? You never want me to be around. You never want me to stay around. Why you never wanna hear my voice? Tell me why I can't make a choice. Somebody gotta tell me why. So I've got no tears to cry.
Slavery done, we say I like that. We on the same boat, in the same trap. On the sidewalk, chew my skin black. Still I get less time for cocaine and crack. What? Facts, knock and drive. When you jump in your car, get profile. No teeth, no tongue, but your phone got eyes. Keep your hands on the wheel when you see them blue lights. So why? Why? They chemically bombing them. When? Well, we see a piece of peace. I say, why don't they show a little love again?
That's all we need. Give me a reason. Tell me something. Cause I'm dying to know why the system lock the children and it won't let them go. Give me a reason. Tell me something. I'm dying to know. And while the victims of the system, only the poor.
En combinaison avec Richie Stevens, c'est disponible sur le maxi EP de Auriel, le EP Confidence, sur lequel on s'attarde depuis bientôt une heure. On est toujours en interview, toujours accompagné de Auriel sur les ondes de Cultural Vibes, Radio FM Plus à Montpellier, Radio Alliance Plus à Nîmes, www.culturalvibes.net. J'ai encore, allez, trois dernières questions à poser à Auriel avant de finir l'interview. So straight, on continue. Cette fois-ci, on va revenir un petit peu sur les généralités et puis on va revenir aussi sur le tout dernier morceau qu'on vous jouera pour ce soir de Auriel, tiré du maxi EP Confidence. We soon about to finish the interview. Before we end it, please, can you remember a very important where our listener can find your tracks, where they can link you up through the internet.
Oh yeah, definitely. If you want to link up or want to hear some music, the easiest place to check out the website is www.afarmusicgroup.com. That's A-F-A-R musicgroup.com. If you're on Facebook, it's Afar Music Group, A-F-A-R Music Group. SoundCloud, Afar Music Group. If you type in Google, Afar Music Group, you'll find us, A-F-A-R, Afar. Or if you just type in Oriel and the Revolutas, you'll find us on Instagram, Afar Music Group. Twitter, Oriel at Oriel Barry, or Afar Music, and you're going to find us and you're going to find the music, and it's out there, man. And, you know, waiting to hear from the Revolutas from France.
Yes. Do you have maybe a last message you'd like to share with our listeners?
I just want to say, keep the revolution in your mind. Keep always a revolution in mind from the start. You know, always question what you are told. You know, always question. Never believe anything until you question it, until you attack every angle. Because too many people, they really hear something and they just accept it as is. You know, it's always question. Because when you question, then you're going to look for the answer and then you're going to find out the real truth, right? Revolution, as always.
Revolution, Oriel, Revoluteurs, Pandu Radio. We're going to end up now the interview with one last track, which I think is one of the most recent you did release. You just told us it was produced by Ladwick.
Yeah.
It's a song, Sticks and Stones. Would you like to present it to our listeners?
Sticks and Stones, Brown Weed and Machete, you know, say revolution. So keep listening to Cultural Vibes Radio. Keep getting ready for the revolution. It's your voice, so use it. Revolutas, make us start a revolution.
Thanks a lot, Oriel. Thank you for having taking time to answer a few questions. It was a pleasure to discover you. Serious artist. Thank you again.
Blessed love. Thank you, David, for having me on. And I hope to meet you one day in person, man, you know, so we can vibe, sit down, and that's all our reasoning, you know?
Right. You're welcome. I hope it will happen.
Thank you. Blessed, brother. All right.
On continue straight, vous l'entendez, avec le morceau dont on parle à l'instant, Sticks and Stones.
You should have never troubled the trouble never trouble you.
Again, Sticks and Stones, Oriel and the Revolutors. En interview jusqu'à maintenant sur Cultural Vibes, ça sera bientôt disponible sur le site www.culturalvibes.net. Et je tâcherai de vous mettre la traduction par écrit à venir très bientôt. So, one love à toutes et à tous. On revient straight une fois, deux fois avec le morceau Sticks and Stones.
You should have never troubled the trouble never trouble you. You should have never troubled the trouble never trouble you. Sticks and stones, brown weed and machete. Dust my jeans off Kingston, me ready. Take it to them heart till the wicked get buried. Extra, extra, extraordinary. Farming, wonder what the rebels them planting. Strictly coconut and Isla Louie now we garden. All when Babylon I dig up and I search, them still can't find where me stash me herbs. Where me stash, where me stash, where me stash me herbs. So use it. Music, it's my rebel music. You have a voice and you feel use it, and maybe you could start a revolution. It's my rebel music, it's my rebel music. You have a voice and you feel use it, and maybe you could start a revolution. You should have never troubled the trouble never trouble you. You should have never troubled the trouble never trouble you. Yeah.
walking on my satchel, big boat, green jacket. When I'm an attacking, everything start flatten. Thunder, clapping, lightning, flashing. One loud Rasta man marching. Now we spread the message till it viral. Use it, trick them, try to trick with, so we twist them. Rubik's, keep them moving, nice and smooth. If Babylon follows you, have to start use your voice. So use it. Revolutions make us start a revolution. You should have never troubled the trouble. The trouble never troubled you. You should have never troubled the trouble. The trouble never troubled you. You should have never troubled the trouble. The trouble never troubled you. You should have never troubled the trouble. The trouble never troubled you.
It's true.